Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cimoli moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. There goes Jimenez trying to get to third. Brandt throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Jimenez for the out. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNally takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. McNally moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brandt out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Ken Harrelson pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Harrelson now playing left field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Lump moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Stu Miller now pitching. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosefield covering, for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Bosefield covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.